Montana State News Network.
I'm Dennis Bragg. A Montana District Court handing a temporary victory to the conservation group American Prairie in the ongoing battle over bison grazing rights. Lewis and Clark County Judge Christopher Abbott issued a preliminary injunction late last week. This ruling blocks a directive from the Montana Land Board that had effectively halted new or pending requests for bison to graze on state-managed trust lands. The court found the Land Board's action functioned as a new rule that failed to follow mandatory public notice and comment requirements. While the organization faces separate federal challenges regarding its bison herds on BLM federal lands, this decision clears a procedural roadblock at the state level. The state's Department of Natural Resources and Conservation must now move forward with a review process for American Prairie's pending grazing applications, that according to the report in the Daily Montanan. If you got through that Montana 4th of July drive in one piece, consider yourself lucky. Tracy Taylor says a new report shows we have one of the more hazardous places to drive on a holiday. Something to keep in mind when Labor Day rolls around.
A warning for anyone traveling across Montana this 4th of July weekend. New federal crash data ranks Montana as the fifth deadliest state in the nation for holiday driving. Researchers say federal crashes are most likely to happen during the late night hours after fireworks celebrations end, with impaired driving playing a major role in many of those deadly wrecks. Officials urge everyone to plan ahead, designate a sober driver before celebrations begin, buckle up, slow down, and stay especially alert on Montana's rural highways. Tracy Taylor, Montana State News Network.
And again, we haven't seen complete crash data for this past weekend. Hopefully it won't be too bad, but last week, Montana Highway Patrol was reporting fatal crashes were about 20 deaths lower than last year at this same time. So we'll be watching to see if we kept up that trend through this holiday.
For more on these stories and others around Montana, download the Montana State News app or visit montanastatenews.com.